so my name's Katie Montgomery and I work for Midlands Partnership Foundation Trust. Part of the problem that we're trying to solve really is reducing the mortality gap for people with severe mental illness. So it's recognised that there's about a 10 to 15 year reduction in lifespan for somebody who has got a severe mental illness. So in our attempt to reduce that gap, we've developed in partnership with our commissioners and other stakeholders, including our Shropshire colleagues as well, as Shropshire and Telford, as well as Staffordshire, is to design a new model in primary care, where primary care clinicians and mental health professionals work together in terms of undertaking annual reviews for patients, so looking at both physical and mental health, just to see if there is any early indicators of disease that can be resolved, or some issues with mental health that can be resolved within primary care, so to prevent that escalation into secondary care and hopefully, you know, improve their quality of life but also improve the quantity of life as well.
We've heard a lot today about the physical health needs of people with severe mental illness and the importance of having annual health checks, and that feels like it's something that's happening in some places really well and in other places less well. What's this kind of variation in care across the country in that regard?
Yeah, so it's all to do with how services are commissioned and how secondary care and primary care operate. And what we're trying to do is to break out traditions and to break out norms and actually provide a service at the point of need. And that's within primary care and not secondary care.